I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, a life lesson from my big toe. Well, folks, one of my favorite full of wonder dad moments happened when my son was tiny, just a few months old. Picture this and try it along with me if you want. Holding his hand out as far as it would go, all 7 or 8 inches, in front of his face, gazing intently, rotating it this way and that, he opened his mouth, closed the hand, and guiding with great care, brought it in and smacked himself right in the forehead. Then very carefully dragged it down along the slopes and valleys of his pudgy little face, finally giving it a very good slobber inside the kisser, appearing quite satisfied with this whole multifaceted endeavor. When he'd had enough of the appetizer, he extracted it, moved it out 7 or 8 again, gazed, rotated, closed, opened, guided, smacked, dragged, slobbered, and appreciated the main course all the more. Now, except on really hard days at the office, I don't usually give such undivided attention to my fingers, or toes for that matter. But as it turns out, I woke up the other day with a sore toe, ingrown toenail. Ouch! Now, whenever I have something physically wrong with me, I have considerable appreciation for generally being very healthy, but otherwise I never really notice. But you know, that is just the way we are. We get used to things and don't notice. We habituate, which is pretty useful because if every time we wanted to pick up a pencil or something, we had to spend a minute admiring our handiwork, we wouldn't get a whole lot done. But here comes our chance to step back, rotate our life this way and that, and gaze with gratitude at what we usually take for granted, Thanksgiving. And this is good, because research shows if we notice the good in our lives regularly, we're happier overall. So here I go. I am very grateful that my other 9 toes are not giving me any trouble right about now, and that my fingers could dance in space and punch in the phone number for my podiatrist, and that there is such a thing as a podiatrist, and that my son understands that I only told this story about him publicly, and that I keep my mouth shut about funnier, more humiliating moments, just so he can be grateful and happier. Ain't I a great dad? Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill, and thanks for tuning in.